an easy thing to do. I mean, relocation is a standard procedure, but a repatriation package has to be made on a case-by-case basis. It depends where the employees have been working, what their lifestyle was like in that country, how high their salary was.
Can you give me some examples of what was offered?
Well, this particular company offered its employees a returning salary that was significantly higher than the local going rate. It also offered help in financing the children's education in private or international schools, support for the employee's wife or husband to find work, and in some cases, interest-free loans to buy a house, car, and for other living expenses.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, but the company needed to hold on to these people, so the package had to be attractive.
I see.
Other companies I've worked with have offered things such as free breakfast and dinner in the company restaurant, time in lieu or paid overtime, which sounds standard, but it isn't often the case. Another thing would be a structured career path for the employee. This means their future is planned in terms of personal development and promotion possibilities, so their experience abroad isn't wasted.
It all sounds rather expensive.
It is. And companies really have to think carefully about the costs involved before sending their personnel abroad.
Audio 38.
A great deal of thought and investment goes into incentives and remuneration packages for sending employees to other countries to work. However, over the last few years, we've had to consider how to deal with returning employees and what their requirements will be.
When does this occur? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Well, one particular company comes to mind. A large multinational which had sent a group of highly specialised IT experts from India to work in Scandinavia on a big expansion project. Obviously, we were involved with the initial relocation and advising on the benefits package, but the real challenge came when the project was coming to an end.
So what happened?
Well, for the employees who were returning from their deployment, a sense of reverse culture shock occurred. The employees had got used to a very different lifestyle, a Scandinavian standard of living, and other luxuries as part of their relocation package. Adapting to life back in their own country became a problem. Even familiar things like poor road conditions or regular power failures suddenly made life very uncomfortable.
I see. So what did this company do for their returning personnel?
In this case, they drew up a compensation package and negotiated this with the employees. It's not